You're listening to the Earn That Body Podcast, episode number 350.
Welcome to the Earn That Body Show with Kim Eagle. Kim is an award-winning personal trainer. She trains her clients all over the world online and is passionate about empowering people by getting fit and healthy.
Do you know when you should start working on your summer body team? Well, it's now. The time has come. We are almost at springtime, which is so wonderful. I'm so super excited about spring. But I have to say that if you are someone who dreads putting on a bathing suit, now is the time to take some action. So the bathing suit needs to happen because summer is fun and you should be in your bathing suit and you should be swimming and you should be going to the beach and going on vacations and doing all these wonderful things with your families or your friends. But what you should not be doing is hiding and not putting on a swimsuit and not enjoying life fully because you're not happy about where your weight is. Instead, let's take action now so that you feel more confident in your swimsuit in the summer. So I bring it up because it is something that I feel like you have to think about ahead of time. And I just know that feeling confident in your bathing suit and going on your summer vacations is everything. Feeling good about how you look. And again, I know we're all aging and our body might not look exactly how we wish it would from years past. However, if you know your eating's not on track or you need to dial in your workouts, then you also know that you can take action and can feel better in that swimsuit coming up this summer. So never hesitate to reach out to me, Kim at EarnThatBody.com. If you want some help and some coaching to get you closer to where you want to be for swimsuit season, I am happy to look at where you're at, look at what you've been doing or had done in the past, and see which program would benefit you best so you can feel awesome with your summer body. All right, today we have a great podcast episode because it's sort of like a testimonial from a client who just finished the Earn That Body private nutrition program. And she wrote me this full email and I was so blown away by it for so many reasons. Primarily because I feel like she made some really good points about where she was at before she did the Earn That Body program and where she is after. And especially the after being her relationship with food now is different. And that is everything to me because I know that so many people have a very difficult relationship with food. I would say almost all of us do, at least at some point in our life. I definitely had a bad relationship with food when I was in graduate school and I used it for sure to fill a void, fill a gap in my life and happiness and all that kind of stuff. So I'm right there with you. I understand why some of us get into a situation where we get a very bad relationship with food because sometimes we use it to fill that void. But sometimes we also don't use food because we feel like it is our enemy. And that is a real problem too, to avoid food because you think that it is making you fat, making you gain weight, you're always afraid to eat. All of these things are really a problem. And there are just way too many problems in our world for you to have to worry about food as well, because food is a wonderful thing, and I want you to see that. So I want to go through this email that this client wrote, and we're kind of going to take it step by step, and I want to see if you resonate with a lot of the things that she's saying, whether you've been through my programs or not, because I think a lot of it brought up some really valid points. So let's just dig right in. So this is a wonderful client. Her name is Shilpa. She gave me permission to use the email and to use her name. And Shilpa did the private nutrition program. She lost about 5 pounds, just under 5 pounds. And she really was just trying to lose these last pounds. And this is what she started off by saying. Where do I even begin to tell you how much of a change has taken place in me these past months? For years, I have been struggling to pull off the last few pounds that wouldn't seem to budge no matter what I did. After following your program, I realized that I was most likely eating too little in my desperate attempts to lose the weight, and maybe even eating too much of the wrong foods. Your approach to food has put me back in the driver's seat of my own health. I ate so much real food for these past months and thoroughly enjoyed it. So let's first talk about that and how awesome that is. So she was struggling to lose the last few pounds for years, she says. Now, those last 3 to 5 pounds, they are the hardest pounds for sure. I honestly think that everybody needs a coach because you need that extra accountability to really lose those last pounds. So very common that those pounds are the hardest one. She also sees that she was eating way too little before. And that is a really hard one for people to understand. When they come to me and I say, "You haven't been eating enough. Is this how much you've been eating?" And they say, "Yes, I'm afraid to eat anymore because then I'll really gain weight." Y'all have to understand that eating too little is doing so much more harm than good. Not only is it not helping you lose weight, right? Because we know that. That's what she's been doing. And she wasn't getting any results. That's what so many people do, and they don't get results, right? So eating too little, as we've said before, is going to slow down your metabolism. It's going to put you in this plateau state where your body wants to hold on to every single pound because it knows you're not going to eat enough. All right. And she realized after doing this program and we started making her add calories each week to get her to a healthy, balanced amount of calories, then all of a sudden her body could let go of the weight. She also says that she was eating the wrong foods, and that can happen as well. So sometimes you're not eating enough, and then what you are eating are not the right types of foods to really help your weight loss, your health, the overall balance of nutrition. So that's always something to understand as well, is that maybe you're not eating enough healthy fat. Maybe you're not eating enough protein. Maybe you're not eating enough healthy carbohydrates. And that's a huge problem because people think carbs are the devil and they don't realize that we absolutely need healthy carbohydrates too. So you might be eating the wrong foods, just like Shilpa. And then she says she ate so much real food during our session and she enjoyed it. Isn't that a beautiful, wonderful thing? Real food. You can eat more of it than you realize, and you should enjoy it because real food is absolutely amazing. Like, that is one of the biggest reasons I became a gardener, so that I could grow my own organic food. And when you taste organic, healthy, nutritious food, it's amazing. It tastes amazing. And it really tastes amazing when it comes right from your garden. It's as fresh as can possibly be. But I think it's weird that we live in this time where people look at organic, healthy fruit, vegetables, whole grains. They look at that as diet food. And they look at processed food, fast food, things that come in a box and a bag. That has become the norm. And that is so strange to me. So a lot of those toxic foods that have chemicals in them and artificial dye and artificial sweetener and all this kind of stuff, that's the norm, but people look at real food as diet food. Somewhere there is a huge disconnect that has happened, that there is that way of thinking in society today. So I think it's so beautiful that Shilpa came to this realization that she could eat so much real food and she could enjoy it, all right? That is what I want for everybody. Now, Shilpa was someone who could see that what she was doing wasn't working, and she was willing to do things differently, even if that felt a little wrong at first. And that is a big sticking point for some clients because a lot of people are a little set in their ways. And I have to remind them, hey, what you were doing wasn't working. So are you willing to do some things that make you a little bit uncomfortable that are going to be different than what you were doing, even though in your heart, you think that those things are right? Well, Shilpa was willing to trust me and to try everything. And this is what she said. She says, here are some things that I have personally learned in working with you. Number one, y'all are gonna love this because it made me so happy when I read it. Breakfast is king. She said, I used to skip breakfast or eat a really small one most days, and then I'd reach for crap in the evening after getting home from work. That has definitely changed. Although I still enjoy some chips and crackers now and then, I'm definitely more mindful of what I eat, and I eat breakfast every day. In fact, I think that this one thing has been the biggest game changer for me. Now, it is very hard for me to get my clients to eat breakfast because most of you who don't eat breakfast have been doing it for so long that you're gonna come to me and you're gonna say things like, I can't. I'm nauseous in the morning. I can't eat right before a workout. I can't even think about food until 11 or noon. I know all the reasons you can't, or I should say, I know all the reasons you think you can't, but you can. And what you've done is you've trained your body to not want food early in the morning because you starved it for so long that your body is so much smarter than you. It said, okay, I got to figure out a way how to handle this stress that she's putting on me. She sleeps all night. That is a fast in itself. And now she's going all morning and she's working out usually before she's going to feed me. So all I can do is slow down metabolism so I'm not hungry in the morning. Right? Your body wants to create that because you're making that happen. And so that's what happens. So a lot of people who come to me, they don't want to eat breakfast. They can't do it. They can't. And I say, will you try? And the people who do not try, who really just have like a bite and tell me that they try, they don't get good results. The people who are willing to actually eat some food, more than just a bite of bread or a bite of a banana, if you're really willing to try, those are the people who typically get very good results. Now, we sometimes have to make it small. Start with whole grain toast and some peanut butter. Start with a banana and some peanut butter, or maybe Greek yogurt with banana. We start with something small and we work our way up to more of a breakfast. It's a big deal, you guys. I see it help so many people. So many people. So I think that you should reevaluate your no breakfast idea if that is happening to you, if you do that, and you can't lose the last 5 pounds, okay? Because it made a huge difference for Shilpa. The second thing she said, eating real food. I think I had forgotten just how much food one can eat and still stay in shape if they ate the right type of food. I enjoyed every bit of food I ate during this program. So it goes right back to what we were just talking about, that when you eat real food, for one, you can probably eat way more of it than you think you can. It doesn't come from a bag. It doesn't come from a box. It's not processed. It's not high in calories. It's not high in sodium. Typically, real food is a very balanced way of eating. You're thinking of fruit, vegetables, meat, whole grains. These are things without a lot of additives, a lot of ingredients. There is not a paragraph on the label for real food, right? Some foods that you might eat, if you look at the box or you look at the label, might have 25 ingredients, half of which you cannot pronounce. Most real food does not have that, doesn't need that, doesn't need preservatives to stay on the shelf, doesn't need additives to taste good since they took this out and changed that and modified this. It doesn't need it. So eating real food is potentially going to help you eat more. And typically, you will be more full. And that is a benefit as well. Nobody wants to walk around all day and be starving. And I'll tell you right now, you will not be successful on any diet if you're starving, because it's not sustainable. And who wants to feel starving? Like, I can't even stand being starving for like 5 minutes. Talk about hangry. You don't want to see me if I'm starving. You shouldn't be starving. And when you eat real food, you're typically not starving because you are getting fiber. You are getting the right amount of macronutrients typically, and it all becomes much more balanced and filling. When you go to the box of carbohydrates that's completely processed, you're starving all day long and you can eat bags and bags and bags of it because it will never satiate you. So if you are one of those people who wakes up and you had a bad night's sleep, so you're already craving carbohydrates, which is what's going to happen if you don't sleep well, and then you just eat all day long carbohydrates but never feel full, if you just sat and ate some real food, if you had some chicken with a healthy salad and greens with some cheese on it, which will be your healthy fat, and you know, maybe a sweet potato on the side, you'd be full after that, instead of this endless bottomless pit that you become because you're never actually giving yourself real food. So I love that Shilpa really embraced that she shifted into eating more real food and she really enjoyed it. Number three, she says protein. I still struggle with this a bit, mainly because I do not enjoy meat that much, but I have noticed an obvious difference in my recovery levels after a hard workout after increasing my protein intake. It has made all the difference. We all know protein's the thing. You gotta have more, especially as we age. Protein is definitely going to be a focus. It's very hard to get in enough protein if you do not eat meat. So I wish that there was something I could do about that, but I can't really make up foods for you that have a lot of protein that don't exist. That's why if you don't have to be a vegetarian, it's gonna be easier. I'm not telling you not to be a vegetarian. I'm just saying when you are a vegetarian, you have to work even harder to find all these different protein sources. So protein helped Shilpa feel like she was recovering better from her workouts. And that's huge, because if you're not getting in enough protein, then it's going to be very hard for you to put on muscle, to get stronger. And as we constantly talk about, as we age, we have to put on muscle because we're losing muscle so much as we age. And you cannot do that without enough protein. Side note, you also cannot put on muscle without eating enough calories. So if you were in that deprivation mode, that starvation mode that you were putting yourself in because you're afraid to eat more, then you also will struggle to put on muscle because muscle needs protein and it needs enough calories. So it's awesome that Shilpa understands she has to work on this. That's definitely an area for her that she struggled with and took effort, but she was willing to find ways to get the protein up. And then the last thing that she personally learned from, she said, from the program was, and this is very true for most of my clients, sodium. She says, after the importance of breakfast, which was a huge one for her, she said, I had no idea how much sodium was impacting the scale and my sluggishness and my bloating. I now know how to track my sodium intake and not get into that yucky zone, she calls it, of feeling like a blown up air balloon. That's so true. How many times have you gone out to dinner? Like if I go to Mexican food, I feel like a blown up air balloon. Very well said, Shilpa. So sodium is not just about water retention and messing up the scale for you for a weigh-in. Even though that's a huge part of it when you work with me, because I'm always trying to figure out what do we have to change, calories, macros, what do we have to change to get your weight loss to happen if I don't see a shift on the scale? And if you ate Mexican food the night before and the scale is up from water weight, then I can't fix anything because I don't know what to shift. I don't know what your actual weight is. So that's not really the biggest issue with sodium. It's an issue for us when we work together, but the real issue is that sodium is so unhealthy. So I would say like the three biggest nutrition things that are apparent right now and that people are talking about a lot are protein, fiber, sodium. And the thing is, you're getting so much sodium because you're not eating real food. Real food isn't loaded with sodium. The processed foods are typically loaded with sodium. When you eat out at a restaurant, they load the food with sodium. It is not good for you. It can create high blood pressure that can have so many impacts on your overall health. And so sodium is not a good thing in your system. If you are under 55 years old, you want to be under 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. I have clients come to me, and the first time that they log their food, they are eating meals that have over 1,000 milligrams of sodium, and they had no idea. Their sodium for the day was off the charts. They had no idea. They never tracked sodium. They didn't know anything about sodium. When you are over 55, you have to eat under 1,500 milligrams of sodium. It lowers. You're supposed to have less because it's not good for you, team, especially as you age. And so you really have to get back to real food and away from eating out so often and eating so much processed food, or you're never gonna get those sodium levels down. That's just simply the way that it works. Shilpa, she finishes off by saying, last but not least, Earn That Body has shifted my mindset towards food. I see food now as fuel and as medicine and not as a hindrance to my goals. I have an improved relationship with food now. I neither obsess over any food and I do not fear it. That is always my number one goal with my clients, to change their relationship with food. I remember the first time one of my clients came to me. She was very, very successful with her weight loss. She went through many, many months with me and she hit her goals. She not only looked fantastic, she was in the best shape of her life. And as great as that is for me and as a coach, and I'm just happy that she's happy, what meant the most to me is when she said, Kim, you 100% changed my relationship with food. And that just meant everything to me because that is where it's at the end of the day. If we can see food as what it's supposed to be, a wonderful thing, a delicious thing, a fabulous part of our day, if we don't fear it, like Shilpa said, she no longer fears food. She no longer feels like it is keeping her from her goals. She sees it as medicine, which it definitely is. She sees it as a way to fuel the body. Food is this amazing thing. So if you're struggling with your relationship with food and you get angry about food because you crave it, you think about it all the time, it's like always on your mind, and you're binge eating because you starve all day and then you eat everything at night, it's just simply that we have to get you back on track. We have to get your eating cycle back on track. We need to make sure you're eating enough at the right times. We need to make sure you're eating enough real food so you feel full. When you start to go through that, you start to feel better and you create this better relationship with food. And that is absolutely essential. It's funny. I was watching a show the other day about Ozempic, a whole other topic. And they were interviewing a gentleman who actually was one of the founders and makes the product. And they said, would you ever go on this medication? And he said, no. They said, why not? He said, because I enjoy eating food. And when you're on Ozempic, you don't feel hungry anymore. And there's no like enjoyment to have a great dinner or a great meal or even a wine with a beautiful meal. And he said, I enjoy having that time in my life. And so I don't want to go on this drug that strips you of enjoying food, basically. And I thought, well, that's one beautiful way to say that, because, you know, food has been a beautiful part of people's lives for hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, family dinners, to come and sit and share food, to break bread, as they say, with your family, to go out and enjoy a meal. Like, that's a beautiful thing. It doesn't have to be feared or looked at as a bad thing. It's such a wonderful thing. Like, I love cooking healthy food and then sharing it with my family. It's a great, beautiful time. And I think that that's a real problem with Ozempic. It is what it is. And I do have a podcast episode coming up soon about part of Ozempic. But if you're taking away and stripping a person of desire for real food, then I think that's sort of a sad situation. And of course, for people who have diabetes and have obesity, it is essential. But I think there are other ways to change your relationship with food where you can still enjoy it as well. Now, Shilpa ends the email. She says, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, Kim, for all your guidance and your watchful eye over my daily food logs. I'm deeply grateful to you. Her friend Anna had referred her. So she said, when Anna shared your contact with me, she told me, and she says, I'm quoting her verbatim, I kid you not, I still have her text message in my inbox. Shilpa, get in touch with her. It will be one of your best decisions ever. And Shilpa says, I absolutely agree with her on this. So for one, Anna, thank you so much for referring. And Shilpa, I am so glad and touched that you wrote me this beautiful email and that I was able to have such a beautiful, wonderful impact on your life. Because at the end of the day, if someone trusts me with their health, they are trusting me to get their life back in order. And that is just the most wonderful gift that someone could give me. So why am I sharing this with all of you? Because I felt like this is from a very real person. This is from a woman struggling with her weight. And just like all of us in our life, we probably all have struggled with our weight at one time. And I wanted you to see that if you're willing to put in the effort, she definitely had to put in effort, that you're going to get results. If you're willing to change what you are doing, you're going to get results. Now, does that mean I can 100% guarantee that you are going to lose weight and I can 100% guarantee that you're going to hit your goal? I wish, but there's so many variables that I cannot guarantee that. Nobody could guarantee that, right? There's hormones, there's stress, there's sleep, there's medications you could be on. There's a million reasons why I might not be able to help you lose weight, but I almost always help people lose some weight and at the very least get them feeling so much better. So I have had some people where it's like, man, we could not chip away too much at their weight. But by the end of the session, they said, look, I didn't lose that much weight, but I have never felt better because I don't eat that way anymore and I don't drink all that alcohol and now my sleep's on track. And so there are so many other things that can come of it. It's not always on the scale, but mostly it is. And I'm talking perimenopause, menopause. I have so many people that just finished the Lean program who had said, look, I'm in menopause. I've been trying for years. Nothing will move the scale. And then they did the Lean program with private nutrition, and some of them are down 8 pounds. In just a few weeks. And they're like, I can't believe it. Like, I could not move the scale. So it can be done. And I just want people to understand that it can be done in a way where you don't have to starve. You don't have to use supplements. And you can feel good instead of lousy and starving all the time. Okay? That's all I want. From the bottom of my heart, I just want people to know that you can lose weight in a healthy weight And Shilpa, thank you so much for writing this beautiful letter to me. I feel so happy that you were able to reach your goal and that you're doing so great. And to everybody else who's listening, just remember, life is short. Get your health in check as soon as you can. Take it seriously. Take action on your health, because it is what's going to make you have the best life ever. Earn That Body Podcast, always here to bring you fitness, health, nutrition information you can put into play right away.
For more information about Kim Eagle's online programs, go to earnthatbody.com or check out Earn That Body on all forms of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube.